Hello there and welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is Thursday, February the 11th. Great to have you here with me today. We're going to keep the message simple and basic, but it's one of those, I think one of those messages that from time to time we need to focus on. And essentially it comes from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 7:32. This is one of my favorite Bible verses. And you know, back in the pre-COVID days when I was able to go out and speak around the country, I would more often than not open my talks with this verse, 1 Corinthians 7:32. I want you to be free from anxieties. Now, they are the words written by St. Paul, but as you're going to see in the show, there is something bigger than Paul going on here. And I think this is really what we need to look at on the program today. And I'll tell you what it is. Obviously, the Bible is the inspired word of God. Paul was inspired by the Holy Spirit when he wrote those words. Therefore, when he tells us, I want you to be free from anxieties, God's telling you that. God wants us, you and me, to be free from anxiety. Why is that important? Here's why it's important. If God wants it, if God is expressing that desire to us. Now think about this. God, Almighty God, God of the universe, wants us to be free from anxiety. If that's the case, don't you think it's possible? Even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, it has to be possible if God would say that to us. And that's what I think we're going to talk about today. That's what I know we're going to talk about because it's my show. Sometimes I crack myself up with the things I say. Yes, that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. God wants us to be free from anxieties. I think that's the perfect lead-in to next week's beginning of Give Up Worry for Lent. And, you know, we're going to be really concentrating on that on this program. And as in the coming days before we hit Ash Wednesday, I want to share some thoughts with you as to why that's important. It's not just important so that it can make us feel good. It's important because it's God's will for us. And you know, the thing, if you've tried this before, if you've said, yes, I will not worry anymore, it's going to be my New Year's resolution. Maybe you tried to do it for Lent before. If you've tried and failed, there's a good chance that you were trying too hard. And that's really what, and you know, for somebody like me, I love that thought. The reason you failed, Gary, is because you tried too hard. Well, I'm a weak person, so I love that idea. So you're telling me I have to do less? And the answer is yes. We are supposed to depend on God in order to give up worry, to break free from anxiety, to live a holy life, to break free from sin, whatever it is, we are called to do it with the help of God, not on our own. And I think that's, well, so we'll chat about that today, how I really do think this is possible. And boy, I want to thank you for your continued support, both financially and through your prayers and with your words of encouragement. I'm so grateful that you and I have this relationship. We'll talk, once we pray, I want to say a few more things about last night, about some of the radio appearances that I was privileged to do. Boy, God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. He's been so good to me to allow you to come into my virtual home every day and where we can meet together and share his good news. So I'm grateful that you're here. Hope you can settle in, I hope you got your snack, your beverage, and you're ready to get started. Let's turn to our Father in heaven, our good and gracious God, who is always here for us and who is always willing to give us good things. Please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for your constant presence in our lives. Father, thank you for loving us into existence. Thank you for walking with us. Father, thank you for the power that we can see, your power that can be seen through creation, through salvation history, and even in our own lives. We know that you are all powerful. We know that you can handle whatever it is that we place in your hands. We know that you are in control of our lives, of the world, of the universe. We know, Father, that with you nothing is impossible. All things for you are possible. So, Father, we approach you with confidence, knowing that you love us, knowing that you can handle what we're about to ask of you, and knowing that you want to hear from us. And we ask you, Father, to grant us what we need this day. Sometimes that will be a cross. Sometimes it'll be something pleasant. Whatever it is, we trust that you know what's best for us. So therefore, we ask, Father, give us this day our daily bread. We're not asking for tomorrow's daily bread. We're asking for today's daily bread. Thank you, Father, for your provision over the course of our lives. Thank you for always providing for our needs. Father, we lift up our family, our friends, those who have asked for our prayers, those who are really in need, who are suffering today, those who might be physically ill, those struggling with mental illness. We pray for those who are living in extreme poverty. We pray for those who don't know you at all, or maybe who need to have a deeper relationship with you, Father. We entrust them to your care. Father, I ask that you give me the words for the program today. Send out your Spirit on us so that not only will I get the words, but that we will all be able to hear and respond to your message. Father, I confidently ask for these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I feel a cough coming on. I need to take a sip of my water. It's a bad feeling, especially if you don't have something to drink nearby. I've been in that situation before, but I got my water. I'm ready to go. Hey, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a great day. We had more snow here in South Jersey. Not too bad, I think about 2 inches, but we had a shovel again this morning, and man, and they tell me there's more on the way. Boy, if I didn't know better, I'd think this was winter or something. Oh, man. Well, no complaining here. I'm just grateful to be alive, grateful that you are with me on the program. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Following the Truth. We're going to talk about St. Paul's words, "I want you to be free from anxieties." These words are written in 1 Corinthians 7:32. We'll chat a little bit about that throughout the program, but before we get to that, I want to just share some things with you. Number one, yesterday I had the privilege of doing an hour on Catholic Answers Live, followed by, I guess, about 30 minutes on the Busted Halo show over on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. It was busy because I did them back to back. Catholic Answers I did from 6 to 7. And then at 7:20 I was on Busted Halo. But it was really great. I was fired up. The Spirit was working through me, I felt. We talked about give up worry for Lent, and sure enough, I had a feeling this was going to happen. We actually, for the third year in a row, this is the third Lent the book is available, we sold out on Amazon last night again, and the book hit number one on several categories on Amazon. It's the number four best-selling Catholic book. I'm just so grateful for all of your support of the book, and also for God's making this successful for me. I'm really humbled that he would use me to reach people in this manner. But the good news is the book is technically, Amazon saying they'll be available, they'll be back in stock in 1 to 2 days. That could change, but right now that's the deal. You can get the book directly from Ave Maria Press. They have it ready to go. They're the publisher of the book. They will have that ready to ship immediately. So if you want to order your copy, if you want to make sure you get it for Lent, just head on over to AveMariaPress.com and you can pick up a copy of the book. But Amazon will get it back in stock. You can also get the Kindle version if you're interested in doing that. But it's just amazing. I had a feeling it would happen. You know, you go out on, you do these radio shows and you talk about offering people an alternative to worry. And people jump all over it. It's because we are so afraid. We have so many issues, so many problems. And when we discover that God wants to help us with them, people are very interested in that. And I'm living proof that He will help you with your anxiety. He will help you to overcome worry. So it was such a blessed opportunity for me to be able to hang out with on the radio like that. And the YouTube, you can get, if you have access to Sirius XM Satellite Radio, I do believe that the Busted Halo Show puts a podcast out. And Catholic Answers Live has the recording on both on their podcast or on their YouTube channel. So you can check that out if you're interested in hearing that. So that's the news there. What else? I guess that's about it. And why don't we, let me give you the information in case this is your first time listening to the program. First of all, welcome. It's so great to have you here. If you want to find out more about my work, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And I want to encourage you to sign up for my daily email reflection. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's free of charge. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and submit your email address. It allows you to put your name in there too, but you don't have to put your name. Just put your email address, and that's really all we need. You will get an email from me once each day. And for the duration of Lent, we're going to be shifting over beginning on Wednesday with a Give Up Worry for Lent message. So what I'm going to do is supplement the material in Give Up Worry for Lent. So each day I have my reflection. I'm going to supplement the reflection with some additional information. So in other words, we're going to be walking through Lent together, both on this program and on the email reflection. So I think it's going to work out great, because this way you and I can do it together. We can try to give up worry for Lent together. And even if you're not a worrier, this is something that I really feel will benefit you, because it's all about growing closer to Jesus. So the whole gist of Give Up Worry for Lent is that we not only give up worry, but we take up Jesus. So we leave worry behind and we move forward following Jesus. So it will help you, even if you're not somebody who tends to worry. So just head on over to followingthetruth.com for more information. And you'll be able to sign up for that. You'll be able to check out the information about my weekly podcast, which is called The Gary Zimak Show. And you'll also be able to find out about Give Up Worry for Lent, the book. Okay, so stay tuned for more info. I'm excited that we're going to kick this off. It's going to be a good one. You know, there's a lot of junk going on in the world right now, in the country, probably in your life. There's plenty to worry about if we let it overtake us. But God doesn't want us to worry. God wants us to be free from anxieties. So with that in mind, let's talk about that, because, you know, if we're not careful, that message can be dismissed as just fluff or just a trite expression. I want you not to worry. I want you to be free from anxiety. If we're not careful, we can just overlook the importance of that message. But I'm going to tell you, it is actually huge. It is a huge message to know that God wants us to be free from anxiety. And it's so important to know that, because if it was not possible, then He would have never said it. And a lot of us hear a message like that, and we think, you know, and I've had this would drive me crazy. At some of the talks I would give, people would come up and say, well, everybody worries. How can you not worry? Well, you cannot worry by letting your fear take you to God, to have greater faith in God. And that's why I developed this. That's why I've written so many books about the topic, but specifically why I developed this Give Up Worry for Lent book, and this movement, I call it, because it's more than just a book. Because I think we need to do this day by day, one day at a time. The beautiful thing about Lent is there's a start point and there's an end point. So we can't put it off. It's very easy for us to put things like this off and say, yeah, one of these days I'm going to get better. One of these days I'm going to give up worry. I'm going to trust more. It's easy to say that. But here's the deal. Ash Wednesday is February the 17th. If you're going to give up worry for Lent, it starts with or without you that day. I like that. I like the fact that I got to get busy. I've got to get ready. So that's why we got a start point. We got an end point. And then after Lent, we don't just start worrying again. I made that comment on the Busted Halo show last night, but it's really true. Somebody came up to me once and said, can we start worrying again for Lent? And the answer obviously is no. But what happens is throughout Lent, you got 40 days to make this a habit, to make it a habit of turning to God instead of turning inward and worrying about your problems. And we'll go through it all, you know, as we go through the day by day. We look at the book, we reflect on this program, and we're going to throw some other things into this program too. It's not going to be solely based on give up worry for Lent. But as we look toward God, look toward what He can do in our lives and what He has done in the past, we're going to have more confidence in Him. We're going to trust in Him more. We're going to have a greater sense of His presence. And we're going to rely less on what we're used to, which is often to worry or to try to take control of things which are beyond our control. And by the time Lent is over, the hope is, and this typically is what happens from people who have read the book, what happens is we are more in a position, we're more used to turning to God instead of turning to worry. But we will discuss that more. Right now, I just want to focus on this idea that God doesn't want us to be anxious. And it's obvious when you listen to the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, He very clearly says, do not worry. He says it multiple times. Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not worry. Why do you think He says it? Obviously because He doesn't want us to worry. But if He says it, we can draw the conclusion that as God doesn't want us to be anxious, Jesus tells us not to worry because it's possible. And again, we should be able to draw a lot of comfort from that message. The fact that it's possible tells us that no matter what happened in the past, no matter how we feel, it is possible to live a life free from anxiety. That does not mean that you will never have your moments. You will have your moments, especially if you're somebody like me who has a tendency to be anxious. You'll have your moments. Maybe you get a little afraid. Maybe you get very much afraid, more so than somebody else. You know, not everybody is hardwired the same way. Some of us have a tendency to become anxious very easily. We have this ability to play the what if game or to come up with many different scenarios that could easily cause us to worry. You know, not everybody comes up with the worst case scenarios as good as I do. I'm really good at that. It's something that it's always come very easy to me. I'm not proud of it. It's not, you know, it really hasn't been helpful to me. It's caused me a lot of grief. But I realize that it's something, it's the way my brain works. But that doesn't mean I should be stuck living like that. Because otherwise Jesus would never have said, do not worry. So what I want you to really come away with today is the fact that it's possible to live a worry-free life, but also that it's a process. Don't expect it to happen overnight, and all of a sudden you just don't worry anymore. For most people, it doesn't work that way. I'm not saying it can't work that way. It can, but more often than not, it doesn't work that way. That's why if we go through the process of trying to do it one day at a time, to give up worry and to follow Jesus one day at a time during Lent, the odds are greater that you're going to be successful. Will you have your moments where you slip up? Sure. Look at what happened to Peter when he tried to walk on water. He was successful initially. He was able to walk on water. He walked toward Jesus. Then he started focusing on the storm instead of Jesus, and he began to sink. That kind of thing happens with all of us. But what did Peter do? He recovered, he got his presence of mind back, And he was able to reach out to Jesus and say, Lord, save me. What a great prayer. It's a three-word prayer, but it's a great one. It's one of my favorites. And Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. As he will do to you, we will mess up at times. The key is to know how to respond once you find yourself beginning to slip. You know what it reminds me of? And this is very appropriate when I look outside right now. It reminds me of driving on ice. Now, you've probably experienced the feeling of cruising along down the street and you suddenly hit a patch of ice. And the car begins to spin out of control. You ever been in that situation? It is a terrible feeling and one which can easily cause you to panic, right? If you've ever been in it, you know what it's like. And you begin to panic and you know what you're supposed to do, but your reflexes just kick in and you do the things that you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to slam on the brake, but that's what you tend to do, right? You slam on the brake. You turn the wheel in all kinds of directions, and what happens, and this has happened to me, is that your car begins to skid out of control. Peter panicked when he saw the wind. He saw the waves. He panicked, and he began to sink. That's what happens when we focus too much on the negative news. You turn on the news, and we fixate on the news. I'm not saying don't be informed. We need to be informed, but for me, it's always been more effective to focus more on God's power than on how big my problems are. Because when I focus on the mountain in front of me and how hopeless my situation is, I'm going to feel terrible. But when I focus on the power of God, what he's done, what he can do, and how much he loves me, and the fact that he's with me, then all of a sudden I start to feel better and I believe that I can handle whatever it is that he sends my way. Because make no mistake about it, the difficulties we experience in life, they don't get to us without first passing through God's hand. So he's aware of what we're going through and he allows us to go into these storms. He doesn't necessarily will them, but he allows them to happen, so that he can help us to grow in faith and to trust him more. And I don't like storms. They're not fun. If I could think of another way, I would be glad to take any way besides a storm. I don't like storms at all. But you know, sometimes they're really necessary because we pray a whole lot better in the midst of a storm than when the skies are blue. It's just a fact. It just happens that way. So, as we go through Lent, we're going to talk more about things like this. We will talk about 1 Corinthians 7:32. I want you to be free from anxieties. I'm sure we will talk about that again in the upcoming weeks. But just hang on to that right now. God's will is for you to lead a worry-free life. I don't know. That's a pretty good thought, isn't it? To know that he wants that, to know that it's possible, to know that you can do it. And really, let's put aside all the thoughts of the times we have failed in the past and we've given in to worry. Let's put it aside. Let's not think about it. Instead, let's focus on the fact that it is possible. That it is possible to lead a life filled with peace. But not on our own. We can't do it on our own. You could try. But that's only going to last until you have your next problem, you know, until you get blindsided by that crisis that you didn't see coming. But if you walk with Jesus every day, and remember the offer in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, and I'll give you rest. That's a promise. If you walk with him every day, you're going to have a much better chance of experiencing that peace that he wants you to experience. But you just got to walk with him one day at a time. Give him a chance to work in your life and he will bring you peace. Okay? So I'm excited to get started. If you have any questions, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's Gary@followingthetruth.com. or go right to the website, followingthetruth.com. Now, I want to ask you a favor again. I mentioned this last night. I'm going to ask you again if you are able to become a monthly sponsor of my ministry so that you can, so that I can keep going. This is a really tough time. Without any speaking engagements out there, it's tough to keep going. But I want to make sure I can do this podcast for you and put it out there free of charge. I want to keep up the daily email reflection. If you can help me by becoming a monthly sponsor, I would just ask you to please consider doing so. And the way you do that is by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. And then you can make the, you can sign up securely through PayPal. You can cancel at any time. You can cancel in 1 month if you'd like. You know, so you're not locked into anything, but that would really help me. So followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you will be all set. And again, if you have questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. I pray for you every day. I'm going to keep that up. I would ask that you would pray for me and for my family. That means a lot to me, and I really appreciate that. I get a lot of emails saying that I'm praying for you, Gary, and I really appreciate it, and I feel the prayers. The prayers keep me going. Now, God willing, I expect to be back here tomorrow on the program. I'll have a chair reserved for you so you can settle in tomorrow, and I hope you'll be able to join me as well on Following the Truth. I'll keep praying for you. You keep praying for me, and we'll get ready for Lent. And just remember, as we bring this program to a close, that God wants us to be free from anxieties if he wants it. Therefore, it must be possible. And again, we will focus on the details of how we're going to do that. Now's not the time for that. Now is the time to hear God's voice ringing in our ears. I want you to be free from anxieties, to hear the words of Jesus, do not worry, and to say, all right, if these guys are telling me this, then it must be true. It is true. And we will get through this together. As we get ready to give up worry for Lent, have a wonderful night. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to hanging out with you next time. See you now.